We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This podcast is powered by SportsDrink, your digital water cooler.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Attention to Details podcast. Today, I'm going to make nutrition super simple for you guys, whether you're a hooper, whether you're a trainer, whether you're a coach. Mainly aimed towards the hoopers themselves, but I do think it's always good to be able to give valuable, simple advice from a coach or a trainer standpoint to our athletes. So this applies to you guys as well. So the main thing that I want to emphasize here at first is that I'm not a certified nutritionist. All right. So trust me, I don't want to say that I could be wrong on some of these things because they're super simple and almost oversimplified. But I always want to give that disclaimer that although, you know, I took a ton of classes in the nutrition field in school, I mean, I studied exercise physiology. A lot of that is very nutrition based. I've worked in conjunction with some really good sports nutritionists. I've done a lot of research in this field, but again, I'm not a certified nutritionist, so don't take this as medical advice and get me sued and all that. But I do think that I can deliver value to you guys because I'm a hooper myself, or was a hooper myself. I am a trainer and a coach of essentially thousands of athletes, and I know how athletes think. And I also know how they eat. So combining those two things together, I figured it would be super valuable for you guys if I made just a very, very, very to the point, feel-based podcast about how you should be eating as a hooper. Now, the one thing about nutrition content for hoopers is that most of the time it's very numbers-based or data-based. So it's like you need a 3-to-1 carbs to protein ratio post-workout, or you need X amount of protein per day. X grams of protein per day. And for me, as a hooper, back when I was in high school, especially middle school, but high school, even college, it's like, I'm not really tracking that. Like I would for a couple weeks, if that, and then I'll kind of get away from it just because it's a lot of time and effort to think about and to calculate all that stuff. So I'm going to give you guys this entire episode, literally without any numbers involved, just concepts and feel-based things that you guys can apply right away. All right, so the first one here is gonna be consuming as much real food as possible. So what do I mean by real food? Everything's real food, right? I mean, what do we eat that's not real? All right, let's be real here. If it's not coming from the ground, so a plant, if it's not coming from an animal, most of the time, it's probably made in a factory or a lab, right? And I'll talk about this at the end, kind of the 80-20 rule, finding balance. So it doesn't mean you can't eat any of that stuff. I do, of course. But usually if it comes in a plastic bag, if you can keep it in your closet for a while, It's not going to fuel you in the same way that a home-cooked meal probably would, real food. All right, so usually what I try to do is eat as much real food, and again, this could be vegetables, fruits, obviously meats, proteins, things that, again, expire. They could be home-cooked. I think you guys definitely understand where I'm coming from. Again, we don't want to hear it because Oreos and chips and things that come in bags are great. I love them, trust me. But again, are they real food? When we really break it down to it, probably not. And if we want to be truly fueling ourselves to the best of our ability, not only to get enough calories or get the right amount of calories, but to actually feel good and have our body working, functioning on the highest level possible, we need to be eating foods that do that, that work towards that goal. All right. So number one is eating as much real food as possible. Make at least 80% of, the majority of what you eat should be real food. So try to get as many home-cooked meals as possible rather than snacks, if that makes sense. Snacks being things that are like pull out of the closet, you open the bag and eat them. I would rather you guys have home-cooked meals, whether you're cooking them, whether someone else is cooking them, whether a restaurant's cooking them, but something that is real, actual food. All right. Number two is understanding timing. So not every meal is built the same in terms of timing. Our pre-workout meal or snack should be pretty different than our post-workout meal or snack. So again, without giving you guys numbers that you'll have to track, what you want to think about is before your workout, you want carbs, carbohydrates, usually more simple, especially as you get closer to the time frame of that competition or workout or whatever. All right, so these could be those snacks and things in the bag, things that you digest easier, and they go straight to providing you with immediate or more short-term energy. All right, before that, probably going to be a little bit more complex carbohydrates. All right, so that can be, you know, pasta, sweet potatoes, things that are going to provide you with long-term energy. And then as you get into that window right before competition or practice or workout, then it's maybe granola bars or something like that, where it's giving you kind of a quick influx of simple carbohydrates that you can work off of. All right, then after the workout, you're going to want a good mix of carbs and protein. And I think the main thing that I see hoopers do wrong here is that they think that, especially if it's a weight room workout, they should only be consuming protein. And if you need to lose weight and be in a caloric deficit, yes, this is probably something that you should be leaning towards a little bit more. But carbs should still be the bulk of this meal, right? You should still have more carbs than protein in terms of grams in a post-workout meal, because we need those to restore our muscles, essentially, to oversimplify it. All right, so protein, yes, you need it after a workout, but we also need to provide our body with energy, with carbs, so it can restore everything that's going on in the body. All right, number three is going to be understanding how much you actually burn when you're playing or when you're lifting, or as an athlete, how much energy or calories can actually be expended. Basketball is a super intense game, and for that reason, you may actually be burning more calories, and I'm trying to think of other activities where you would actually burn more than basketball. There are not many. You're moving multi-directionally, which is going to cause more energy expenditure, higher heart rate, all that. You're playing against contact. You're thinking, right? Your mind is involved, so you're actually burning more calories because of that. There are a lot of things that go into basketball. I mean, especially if you're running up and down the court, you guys can see how much distance you'll actually travel. But even if you're playing one-on-one, even if you're working out, even if you are in the weight room, you're going to be burning a good amount of energy or calories. Because of that, most hoopers actually underestimate how much they're burning off, and because of that, undereat. And this is one of the big reasons. Wow, I guess we are talking about nutrition. This is one of the big reasons that I see so many hoopers under or overtraining, is because they're undereating. And they don't realize how much training they're actually doing. Because of that, they think, oh, I don't want to gain too much weight, I don't want to be bulky, they're not eating enough, their body can't really get as many nutrients as it needs to recover and to get back up closer to that 100%, to that optimal state, to that fully recovered state. Because of that, over time, they get injured, they get burnt out, etc. Right? You guys know kind of the deal with overtraining. So I will do one of two things here. Just eat more and see how you feel. Just try and experiment on yourself. Like, go and try to eat maybe 300 more calories per day. Oh, there's a number. I'm going to cut that out. Maybe eat one more snack a day. So like a bagel with peanut butter, something like that. See how you feel after a couple weeks. Do you feel like you're less overtrained? Do you feel like you're more recovered? Maybe not. Do you feel like you're gaining weight? If so, then you're probably eating the right amount beforehand. So I like doing kind of these self-experiments on myself to realize how my body reacts to certain patterns in my eating. And usually what I found, you know, especially towards the end of my basketball career, but really as I've done this and experimented with myself since I've been training and just kind of working out more for fun, usually when I feel like I'm getting a bit burnt out, my body's starting to hurt, I'll just eat a little bit more. And I'm not saying this is the magic pill, like I also try to cut out some of my activity, be smarter with it, but I find that I typically recover better because my body is now nourished with the nutrients that it can use to recover. All right, so I do think that that is one option. Number two could be tracking all of this, tracking how many calories you're burning using a Whoop or even an Apple Watch, something like that, and then eating based on that. So actually doing the numbers. But I find for hoopers, again, it's much easier to give you guys just simple, practical advice. So I'll just experiment with this, try a couple weeks out, see how it feels. And notice the last word there, feel. That's gonna be number four, is that feel is a very, very, very important factor as an athlete overall, but especially in your nutrition, right? I think as athletes, we get pretty intuitive. We start to understand our body pretty well. And a lot of the times, we don't really need to be tracking our calories as much as we may think. Like I did this a lot when I was younger. I would track every single calorie I ate, all right? I wasn't seeing the same results. I think I was overthinking my nutrition. A lot of the time, again, we just make it simple. We just eat based on how we feel as an athlete. If you're super hungry, well, you probably need to eat a little bit more. If you feel like you're a little bit bloated all the time, well, I'm not saying eat less, but maybe change what you're eating. All right, use your body and the signals your body is giving you and your brain is giving you to adjust how you're eating. Then if that's not working over a long period of time, then yes, we may need to just start looking into it a little bit deeper. But I think at first, just trust how you feel. All right. Now, of course, there will be some times and it makes it a little bit more difficult when you're trying to gain weight or when you're trying to lose weight. But I think even this can be super intuitive. If you're eating, let's say you're trying to lose weight, you're eating a decent amount, but you feel hungry a little bit. Well, if you're trying to lose weight, you don't eat during those times where you're just a little bit hungry. All right, maybe it's been a while since a workout. You're like, all right, I can go without this, stretch this out a little bit so I get slightly less calories in. If you're trying to gain weight and you're hungry, well, go fucking eat. Like a lot of this is I'm making it too practical for you guys, too simple in a way, but I also think this is valuable because a lot of the time as hoopers, we overthink things and you guys realize how your body works. Trust me, even if you don't think that, a lot of hoopers intuitively know their body pretty well. And if you listen to that as a basketball player, it can help you a lot. And this isn't just for calorie count. This is also, dang, my stomach's been hurting when I play. What have I been eating? Just thinking a little bit critically. What have I been eating? Oh, I'm eating a high fat meal before I play. Well, that's probably causing some GI problems. You know, my stomach's just not feeling the best. Maybe let me change this. So I think if you guys just think, if you guys feel, analyze what you're feeling, I guess the best way to put it, and then thinking critically about that, that's probably the best way to go about it at first. And then you can start to dive into the depths of this if it's not working for you. All right. And then fifth, and this is something I referred to earlier, these are going to be numbers, but they're super simple numbers, is the 80-20 rule. And this is eating well 80% of the time and then even picking out 20% of the time or eating BS 20% of the time. I think just like a workout program, the best program is the one that we can stick to. And most hoopers, if they claim that they're eating or they're going to eat amazing food, flawless diet 100% of the time, it's just not going to work. They're going to get to a point where they can't do it anymore. Because of that, they'll just throw the entire thing away, they'll blow it up, and they'll just go back to eating like they were. Whereas in reality, and this goes with anything in life, if you find a balance, an 80-20, that 20% is probably going to help that 80% do its job. In other words, if you're eating well 80% of the time, that 20% probably isn't going to harm you. And if anything, it's going to keep you on that diet for a longer period of time. Not even diet. It's going to keep you eating the same way or keep that same lifestyle habit going for longer, because you're giving yourself a little bit of the other end of the spectrum of the crappy foods to where now it's a balance. Now, I'm not sitting on here, and don't go tell anyone that I'm sitting on here telling you to go eat bad food. It's just not. But in reality, let's be real. We all like good food. Sometimes that food can be unhealthy. So enjoy it sometimes. Understand that that's not the majority of how you eat, and move on with your day. It's not going to kill you, I promise you. All right. So these are five super simple tips, super practical tips. Hopefully you guys can apply at least one. Maybe you're already doing all these things. Perfect. Maybe this isn't an issue for you. I'll probably be making some podcasts or some videos, some posts, where I'll be diving deeper into some of these topics and actually going into the numbers. We'll see. But I think this is probably the stuff that will help you guys and affect you guys the most, simply because it's just so practical. And you guys can apply it right away without having to track anything, just based on how you feel and based on your own intuition, which again, I think is super powerful. I don't think you guys realize, maybe you do, but a lot of hoopers don't realize how powerful their intuition is, how much you can listen to your body and gain from that. And I think if you guys do that, you will be fine on the nutrition side of things, and I'm excited to see you guys' results. As always, thanks for tuning in. Till next time, I'm out.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.